Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to God's Talk Radio, as promised in Bradenton, Florida.
Live it is.
We got what I promised, Merv, co-hosting live from Bradenton.
Sunny Florida.
Coast to coast.
Used to be sunny.
Till we got down here.
The drought busters arrived.
We got everybody down here, the whole crew. We got Floyd.
What's up, guys?
We got everybody. Merv, Merv is co-hosting the show today. I want everybody to call. The number, 516-666-9990. Give us a call. We're talking sports or whatever the heck you want to talk about. Ask Merv anything.
Not me.
Ask Gauze anything. Give us a call.
Big night tonight for the Penguins, Gauze.
That's what I understand, and I hope we can...
We got to get ahead 3-1 in this deal.
Win one and take it back to Pittsburgh and just win the damn thing. Yeah, get it over with.
We're going to watch it live from the Merv Beach Bar.
Today. Oh, yeah. Oh, drinks are on Merv. Everybody
come down.
We got the bar set up, Merv's new bar. Everybody come down and see it. Beer's stocked. Penguins are, we got to win this.
D&T home watch.
No, I forgot about D&T. I think now it's just T.
D logged out.
D had to run after a perpetrator and hurt his foot, so he's off. We got just T. So everybody, give us a call. Will Dog, where are you?
That's right. I got the ATF waiting for you to call in, brother.
Dustin from Davenport. Let's go. Get off Publix lunch break. Call in. Well, actually, the Pirates won the other day, 11-1. I couldn't believe they beat the Mets. Koch went 3-for-5.
Did he really?
Yeah. At a home run.
They're in last place, but they're only 3 games out. I mean, I looked at some of the other ones, like where the division of Washington's in.
Yeah.
Hell, the next team, they're 10.5 games out. It's not even the All-Star break yet.
So, in other words, you're trying to tell me they're still in the hunt.
They're still in the hunt.
That's unbelievable. With the pitching staff they have, oh, my God. They give us a buzz. Don't be shy. You got the best guys in the world right here, coast to coast we go. Give us a buzz, 516-666-9990.
Well, let's go back to this is the first time we really broadcasted here from Bradenton, and we were honestly, God, we were in the middle of a drought here in Florida. There's brush fires everywhere. And then the Gauzers arrived from Pittsburgh, brought down the weather, and now it hasn't stopped raining for, 4 days now? The drought busters have arrived.
Hey, Floyd, you just come from Pittsburgh. How's the weather up there?
It's pretty good. It's sunny, about 75.
75 in Pittsburgh, hell. But we're still, 12 inches shy of where we should be in rain?
Right,
Another day or two, we should have it.
Hey, Floyd, don't they get sandwich on Merv's? Get that. Clean it up.
What are you doing? Guys, he's getting shit all over the floor.
I have a man's sandwich I brought down from Pittsburgh. I got some coleslaw on it.
Well, I don't want that on. You don't want that. Tell him, Merv. Don't. You don't want that on.
No. Can we get the dog over there and clean up after him?
He's going to throw you the hell out of here, Floyd. I'm telling you. Hey, give us a call. Don't be shy. I know everybody's listening. They're afraid to call because they got two of the most dynamic guys on the East Coast talking sports. We're better than anybody. Mike and Mike, Frank and Dick, or Dick and Harry. This is Gauze and Merv. Give us a buzz.
And we're lucky to have our two wonderful brides with us here. Linda's all dressed up in her high school cheering outfit. Liz. She's got her disco gown on.
Yeah. Liz is on the stripper pole as we speak right now, practicing. And we got a big show here. And what do you think about the Steelers? Another month. Steelers going to camp. Another 2 months. Yeah.
We're hearing all about the Tampa Bay Fox. I think they're doing that show where they follow the team.
Oh, yeah. What's
Hard Knocks.
20, yeah, okay.
We're doing Tampa Bay this year.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, what do you think about Rex Ryan and his brother busting that Penguin car?
What a jerk.
Yeah. Well, come on to Pittsburgh, Rex, and pull that horse crap.
He doesn't have Roethlisberger, you said.
No. Yeah, come to Pittsburgh and do that, Rexy. And you too, Robbie.
Yeah, but you know why they do that? That we're doing that because they never would be hired by the Steelers. They both suck. Every job they got once had, they got fired.
You got that right. And I tell you what, they'll never see Pittsburgh again. They won't walk in Pittsburgh after that. Hey, give us a call. We got a good program going. We got We got Merv live from Florida. First time he's been on for what, Merv? About a year?
Well, last time I was freezing my butt off up at 84.
Yeah, it was about 10 below up there.
D&T supplied the parkas, if I remember.
I remember you had shorts on in a parka. Yeah.
Freezing.
Yep, with no socks and sandals.
That's right.
Believe that.
I don't own any long pants.
I don't think I knew where that.
No, you didn't, Floyd. You weren't hired until a couple months ago. So give us a call. We're on live. We got Steeler talk, Penguin talk, Pirate talk, every talk you want to talk about, we got. I don't want to hear no excuses. Give us a ring. So what do you think about the Penguin game tonight, Murph?
I don't know.
Murray in? You wouldn't switch Flurry?
No. Absolutely not.
Okay.
I wouldn't do that. I'd keep with Murray. He's on a roll.
Yeah.
He's had a bad game. They scored first the other game, and I thought that silenced the crowd. And then I don't know what happened.
They didn't look too good after that.
Uh-huh.
They got outplayed, outhit, outscored. Looked bad. But, I hope tonight we have a little different.
And they don't want to end up 2-2 and go back to Pittsburgh because then it's the best of three series. And I don't.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Well, just win one here now, and let's finish it up. Let's get another parade going. Let's get another championship. Love it. So we got to get another Super Bowl, too.
Yeah, well, I think, well, that's getting a little way away here yet.
And I don't think we'll ever get it.
What are we going to do? We got that draft choice from Tennessee, the quarterback. They're going to have to start developing another quarterback for the Steelers. I think Roethlisberger's got maybe 2 years left, and I think he's going to call it quits.
I think you're right. It's what, his 13th year this year?
Yeah, it's hard to believe.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you what, he hasn't been hit as much. I'd give him that, Steelers that. He don't hit as – they don't –
Well, as an old quarterback, I know how those hits accumulate over the years.
Yeah, by the way, I did see your jersey down at the bar.
That's right.
Rather impressive.
Right.
Rather impressive.
That's right. Also my little league pitcher.
Somebody asked me why I didn't have mine up, but, you know, I'd rather not say.
That's because you didn't steal yours.
You know, your
jersey. And I have the game films. We're going to watch them before you go back.
I don't think so. I have no interest in seeing them. But you know, your jersey does look a little small.
Well, I was tall and lean then. I married a Greek girl. She beat me down.
Give us a buzz. Come on, don't be scared. Give us a call. What all these guys said they were going to call, and now they're scared to talk.
Yeah, well, Dog, he's not going to call. He's scared to death of the ATF. He knows I have him. I get a radio. As soon as he calls, I'm triangulating on his where he's at.
Oh, we got a call here. We got to take this call. Let's see who this is.
It looks like
you're on. Hello. Hello. You're on Gostock. You're on Gostock.
Hey, what's up, Bill?
Bring it,
Bill. Bill and the Presidente.
Hey. What do you mean, I'm president?
Aren't you the president?
Don't start. Don't start.
So what do you
He's got a big cigar in his mouth and a El Presidente cigar from Cuba.
He needs it.
I'm gonna get the No Force One plane.
So what do you think about the Panthers being such underdogs for next year against Pitt or the Penn State?
I think it's
you seen that lately?
Right on. Unfortunately, I think going up to Happy Valley, I think what Penn State's rated fifth in the country preseason. Pitt's lost a lot. Now they got that good quarterback from USC. Hopefully he works out. What's his name? Brown.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I don't think they're going to get blown out, but I think it's going to be hard to win on one up there. I'd like to go to that game, but I'm going out to LA that weekend.
Going to USC game.
Going to USC game.
Who are they playing?
Stanford.
Oh my, nice. Nice.
Yeah, there was a guy who told me he's going to take me to the game. So far, I've paid everything. I'm a little confused. We won't go there.
Isn't that the way it goes, right? They ask you to
go,
and you go.
Tickets. How you get there is your own choice.
Oh, jeez.
But you should,
I didn't know that
you
was...
take me with you. If you don't pay for me to go, I won't get a ticket.
So let me ask you a question. You're a coach. How could you go the whole season – be ranked number one and then lose in the playoffs? That's what I don't understand.
Attitude.
Attitude. Poor Rexy boy, he was, my grandson Rexy, he was crushed.
What happened? I didn't hear about it.
Well, they lost the finals.
When was this?
Oh, just, what, about 2-3 weeks ago.
We didn't make it to the finals.
Well, yeah, you did? You got knocked out before?
Yep.
Did that? How'd baseball camp go today?
Oh, good. It rained 11:30, and it's supposed to rain all week long, so they're going to move it indoors.
So wait a minute. So you're getting rain over there, too, just because the drought busters are over here on the West Coast, you're getting rain on the East Coast, too? Holy moly.
Oh, we've had Merritt Island's had fires all month long.
Well, what we'll do is we'll send Bill over there, Bill and Rain over there for a couple of days. They'll take care of that.
Remember this. Who are you going to call? Drought busters.
El Presidente, that's who I'll call.
Watch it now.
I got a feeling it's El Presidente ain't living his name.
Oh, you better live up to it then.
Never.
Never.
All right, guys, I'll let you get back to that. I got to go take my dog out for a walk. She's biting my ankles.
So where are the boys at? They still at camp?
No, they're watching TV.
Oh, jeez. Well, have them call
I
in.
I asked if they wanted to talk to you guys, and they said they already did this weekend.
Already did this weekend.
Once is enough.
That's got to be Rex.
Once is enough. Don't Once you Captain. Call, you never call back.
Captain Willie's disappointed.
All right, there, Kev. Thanks for the phone
right,
call.
I'll talk to you later. No problem.
All right, bye. Here he goes, Kevy.
I talked to him once already.
Yeah, we're waiting for another call from Will Dog, but he may be up in.
He's hiding.
Yeah,
he's hiding.
He's probably scattered somewhere. Yeah, but what I think tonight, Merv, is a very pivotal game for the Penguins.
Absolutely.
Yep, it's. Do or die for Predators. Penguins, they win this. I think they win the thing in five. They go back and win it.
Yeah, they win tonight, and Predators got to win out, and that's pretty tough to do.
Right. They're going to bring their best. They get a lot of their fans down there like a high school team, like a high school fan base, I think. It's Pond Encore. I know they're all excited. They never won nothing down there, but they act like it, too.
This is their first time actually making it this far in the playoffs, isn't it?
Yeah.
How long has that franchise been around?
10 years.
That long? I don't think it's been there that long.
Yeah. But, give me the Penguins tonight, please. And we need another win. I'm begging. Well, we got 16 minutes left of this show, and we're looking for callers. And I got the Merv here. Who's that? Somebody's called. Oh, we got another. We got the Merv here. We're broadcasting here together. It's not every day or every Monday I can get the one of the greatest sports broadcasters in the world next to me broadcast.
Is that Floyd?
Yeah. Hey, Floyd, you want to get on here or what?
I meet my family.
Okay. How much does that guy eat? You don't pay him, do you?
I hired the guy as a producer a couple weeks ago, and that's all he does is eat.
I said, you don't pay him, I hope.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, as much as you pay for his food.
He don't pay much, I'll tell you that.
Well, I believe it. You eat your weight. He's like a bird. He eats his weight in food each show.
If he paid something, I might work a little harder. He don't even pay for my Manny sandwich.
God damn, why should I? Oh, they got another phone caller here. Let's see who that is. Oh, it might be Dustin from Davenport. Hello, you're on Gauss Talk Radio with Merv.
Hey, how's it going?
Hello.
How's it going? It's Dustin from Davenport. So who do you think's going to win tonight?
What's up, Dustin from Davenport?
Not too much. My prediction is 3-2 Penguin tonight.
Oh, You heard that. 3-2. 3-2, Dustin says. What's
your
work status?
What's up?
Are you on lunch break?
No, I just asked my manager, and they said I could call in for a minute, and then I got to go back, because I work till 7:30. So it's real quick.
Oh, man.
But I wanted to give you my prediction. I wanted to make sure I called in, and I love the show. So
we are rooting for you. We also want a 3-2 victory or any kind of victory tonight. And remember, when you get off, sign up for that course we told you about.
I will. I got a Netflix. I tried to watch The Godfather, but it wasn't on there. So I'll find another way. The movie you said.
Watch that too. That's good.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
Got to go back.
All right.
Yep.
Tell him to give you a sandwich. You. All right, buddy. There goes Dawson from Davenport.
Have a good one.
He's see who we got next on here. We got another phone. We got another caller. Hello, you're on Goss Talk.
Will Dog here, living the still.
Oh, who's this? Will Dog.
Yeah, you better believe it. I'm moving the still, buddy.
Hold on. Just keep talking. We got to get you on at least 2 minutes so I can triangulate. I got the ATF agent on the other phone.
They haven't found you yet, Dog, so don't worry. You're hiding somewhere.
That's why they call me the Dog, buddy.
I'll tell you what, Will Dog. I got a refrigerator stocked down here, and I left one six-pack out. I'm waiting for that six-pack of Captain Lee beer.
Wait for mine.
Hey, Will, how you doing? Floyd.
Ah, good old Floyd. I can hear him back here now. I bet you he's missing for Manny's down there, unless you guys got him in Fort Lauderdale.
We had him flown in today.
We had Floyd flown in. He brought some sandwiches. They got coleslaw over the most end table.
Yeah, we flew him in on D&T Home Watch private jet.
Hey, what do you think of the Penguins tonight?
You know what? I got to tell you, I am hoping for a win. I think, you got a lot of, obviously you got a lot of adrenaline down there in Nashville. First game ever, Stanley Cup. I thought the Pens did a really poor job on the power plays. I hope that they can pick that up. I thought they put some good shots on the net. They just didn't get the breaks that they needed. And, we'll see what happens tonight. I think my prediction, it goes in, I'd love to see it go in five, but I think it's going to go seven. And I'm picking Pittsburgh.
How about Jen? What's she think?
She's here right here.
We're winning it in game six tonight. I say it's 3-1.
3-1.
Oh, man.
Are you
tonight,
brewing?
We win. Oh, yeah.
Are you 3-1, brewing?
3-1 tonight. But I got to keep moving the still around. It's tough to keep my ingredients straight.
I'm constantly moving that still.
I have you know this girl came to Columbus last year and moved in with Will Dog, and the Penguins won a cup, and now they're on their way to another cup. Penguin good luck charm right here.
I think that's what they're saying, come the
they
cup.
They have my blessing to go all the way.
The cup runneth over with ginger beer.
I got to ask you guys what you think about McCutcheon. Is he on his way back, on his way out, or both?
On his way back.
He was 3-for-5. Home run.
Mm-hmm.
Three runs batted in yesterday.
He started swinging at strikes.
I think he's got his average up to .233 now. It was down 200 or below for a while.
Yeah, I think Jaso's taking him aside and teaching him how to hit.
Oh, God.
That makes sense.
What do you think of the what did you think of the Pirates beating the Mets 11-1?
I was shocked. I was absolutely positively shocked. Who's this Williams guy? I haven't he's pitched a couple good games for them.
Yeah, he has. What's his name? Glasnow. He gave up what, 3-4 home runs the other day.
Yeah, he's pretty good though. I like he's got some gas in that arm. Reminds me of somebody I used to know.
Yeah. Well, what do you think, Will Buck?
Well, what I heard is we got at least three pitchers on our pitching staff that are pitching home run derby ball during the All-Star break. So,
I don't know what Cole last night. I think he lost, didn't he? Oh no, he won. Did he win? I think he did win.
I think so. They took two from the Mets.
Well, who they go to tonight? They playing the Mets again tonight?
Nope, Orioles.
Oh, Orioles.
Herb's team.
Yep.
Oh, gee.
Irving Berlin's.
What, at the Orioles, huh? Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead, Goffman.
I've been down here since Thursday. I've been a little out of the loop because we've been trying to get all the equipment and down here to broadcast, you know.
Hey, Will Dog. Florida was in a drought. And then your mother and father arrived, and it hasn't stopped raining since. The drought busters have come to Florida.
Let me tell you something. 21 inches of rain is normal by June. They only had 12. I think they're up to 18, 19 now.
Yeah, by the time you leave, we'll be caught up.
hey, Will Dog, whoever said this is a sunshine state, full of shit.
And
we haven't seen the sun in 5 days.
I can do this in Pittsburgh. I feel like I'm broadcasting from 84 today.
Yeah.
So you guys watching the game or is Jen working tonight?
Oh, we're watching. We're watching, man. We got the Penn sticks. We'll be banging the sticks and everything. We're ready to go.
All right. What did you think of them busting that car up down there?
You know what? I think it's wishful thinking. I think it is. You know, I think that if the Pens can pull it out, if they beat them tonight, I'll say it goes in six. If they lose tonight, I'm going to say it goes to seven. But I think they got them. I really do. I think they got them tonight.
They're going to win tonight 3-1.
Well, to your point earlier, the Pens had the shots. They just didn't drop that last night, the last game. They were all over that goalie. They just didn't get through.
Yep.
For Pittsburgh, it's not about how many times they shoot. It's about how many times they score.
That's right.
Well, yeah, there you go. There you go.
They don't shoot that much.
The other guy,
they have a better average.
Yep.
That's what reminds me of my old college defensive coach. He used to say, you know, fellas, if they don't score, we can't lose.
And they lost a ton.
But I'll tell you guys what. I think the biggest thing for them tonight is if they get those power plays, they got to capitalize on them. You can't have, you know, you can't go 0 for 13 and have no shots on goal. You know, you got to capitalize on it.
Maybe Malkin will show up tonight.
Yeah. I didn't think he played a good game. I didn't even know he was there.
I didn't know he was on the ice.
He didn't look good to me. What do you think, Dog?
I'll tell you. Who's this? Who are you talking about?
Malkin.
Oh, Malkin. Yeah, I know. I'll tell you what.
He was quiet last game.
I think the hero of this story is going to be that Getzel kid, because that kid, that's unbelievable. He comes up for the playoffs and has done what he's done. I think he's got 13 goals, and the record right now is 15.
Uh-uh.
Or what?
14,
yeah.
Now, if they win the cup, he's going to win the Conn Smythe.
Mm-hmm.
Getzel.
He's had all the series.
Yep. Yep.
Well, Doug,
all right, guys, we can. What's that?
I says we're waiting for you and Jen to come down and make your appearance down at the Merv Beach Bar.
You got it.
Dad was here. We christened it the other night. Your brother's coming over tonight to watch the Penguins game. We're gonna have another one. I got the refrigerator all stocked. Remember, there's one space there for six pack. I'm not gonna throw that out again.
Look. Make sure you don't get into a fight with any of those Predator fans down there. And you guys keep it, don't drink too much beer.
I'll try not to.
Well, you sound like you're dug in down there like an Alabama tick. You're hiding down there. Huh?
We are. We're moving right now as we speak.
Keep the antenna high and the head low, brother.
Hey, don't worry. We got the tracker on. Exactly where you are. Right,
we talked too long. We got to get out of here.
Yeah. All right, Will Dog. Thanks for calling in. Jen, remember, I don't know what you do.
You got it.
For luck. Keep it up.
You got it. Thanks, all right. God, man, as always. Take it easy, Murph.
All right.
Be good, brother.
There goes the Will Dog and Jen. All right. We had an arrangement of callers here. We need another. We got 5 minutes left of the show. Don't be bashful. Call in. Number's 516-666-9990. Give us a call about anything. Ask us anything. We'll gladly tell you.
I keep looking at that number. So who's that? Oh, that's my home.
That's
phone
your number.
Number.
That's what I do on mine. So, oh, Christ, I got to get. Oh, that's me. Sometimes that's all I got up here.
Yeah. All right, Linda, get that cheerleading outfit on.
Well, we got a personal invite from Merv tonight for the bars, for the Penguin game, and Penguin win. So who's ever listening, come on down. Free beer.
Free beer. Beer's on us, buddy. Come on down.
Free beer. Oh, I think we got another call here.
Another caller?
Yeah.
Who is that? Never looks for me.
Ah, you're on God's talk.
Hello, is this Captain Willie?
As we speak.
Oh, this is, I am working for Keystone Oaks High School, and we're having a Hall of Fame banquet, and I'd like you to speak and introduce our new inductee this year. Are you available?
Sure am.
Okay, you remember Tom Herman? He holds many records.
Don't know the name. Never seen. I can't recall that name, but go ahead.
Oh, we need you to get there and introduce him and tell him what a great athlete he was.
You know what? Let me look through the yearbook and see if I can remember the guy.
He was he's a very handsome fellow. Quarterback, I think.
Yeah,
now,
he was kind of skinny and frail, and you used to protect him from the aggressors.
That's not the way I remember it.
Well, he had a lot of protection, but it didn't help much. We tried. I'll tell you what, I'll be more than glad to show up for this induction.
I can remember getting back in the huddle just checking the color of my shirt. I thought I had the wrong color shirt on.
Oh, so now, did your receivers. They had the other color shirt on.
I completed it to somebody. It wasn't always my team, but that's okay.
Now, when is this induction to the hall?
It is Friday night at 12 o'clock midnight. All the vampires will be there, and all the other inductees, all two of them.
So in other words, the joint will be empty. It'll be me talking to an empty auditorium.
Well, what about our statue?
Since
you're calling from Keystone Oaks, what happened to our two statues that used to be in the end zone? I know they returned two of them.
Well, some young man had to move to the both of them to the locker room for inspiration to all the future athletes of Keystone Oaks.
And you said they were covered with pigeon shit. I told you they weren't.
Well, it took a while to clean them. They were covered. It took a while to clean them.
I heard they were knee-deep in pigeon poop.
Yeah, well, it was pretty much. You know how hard that is to get off?
Tell me,
what's
your name? So we. I got 30, a minute and 30. Tell me your name so I know who I'm going to talk to.
Are our old girlfriends going to be there?
Oh, yes, Lynn and Judy and whomever else. They've bought their tickets already.
Now, what's your name so I know who I'm contacting?
Madam X.
Madam X, okay. Did you go to Keystone Oaks too, madam?
Oh, no, never. I'm just a paid employee to try to recruit some people to show up at this event.
She's a KO wannabe. That's who this girl is. I'm telling you right now.
That's
her voice sounds familiar.
It's very familiar.
Oh, well, I'm letting you chaps go. You finish up your show.
Are you of Greek descent?
We were at a stripper club last night. That voice sounds familiar.
Well, I am teaching a woman named Liz the intricacies of pole dancing.
You know, could we view that? Is there any way we could view that on the internet, or could you send us?
Oh, you'll view it all right when she has reached her level of when she knows how to do the moves. We'll put it on the internet.
Well, Madam X, we got about 5 seconds. I'm glad you called, and we are off. Bye.
Goodbye.
You were good. Were you in there talking?
Yeah.
Get on. That was you. Just get the hell
out. Yeah, you're some horseshit. Here's the thing.
We could hear you talking, and then 5 seconds later, you come on the radio.
Yeah. Here's the thing, Pisses. The 23 of them are always all going down to the bridge tender.
I'm not going down there. I'm going to watch a game.
And I told him Linda Herman's making us dinner.
Yeah.
So here's the – he goes, I said, are you coming up to the game? Probably not, because I don't have a write-up. I said,
we'll
come get you. He goes, can you guys come down? You want to go down and see the baby for a half hour?
Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay, good. They said – I said, they'll call. We'll go down for a half hour and come home.
Down to where? Bridge tender?
Yeah, we're going to go down to the hotel.
Seems like we're
going
to bend it.
They're probably – they're eating at 6:30. So we're at 6 o'clock. One of you guys go down, and then by the time you get back, dinner will be ready.
No.
After they're done eating, they're going to call.
After they're done eating.
So I would say we
how are they getting down to Bridge Center?
They're all have their cars.
Oh, okay.
He's going to let Nick drive the car. That's why.
Well, we'll go get them.
No, that's okay. He said, do you think, you guys would come down? I said, yeah. Why don't we do this?
Why don't we go go down there and have a beer at the Bridge Center and then bring him back with us?
Because I said, we'll come get you. He goes, no, that's okay.
Because Nixon will have a fifth.
Yeah. He'll bring
Nixon.
He got the kids to play with.
Oh, right.
It's always a cluster, what.
All right, well, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
I'm just, after that performance. Let's see if we can get.
After that, I think that was my favorite show.
No, that's not it.
Yeah, it takes a little while to unfortunately bring it up.
Yeah. Episode of this one.
It's five, yeah.
See all the listeners? That goes off, though. I have some on there. I had four last time. I don't know who they were.
So what do you do? I just change the number you're calling from.
Yeah. All I got to do is sign in.
Can't you call that? Can't you click that now? It'll come
my
up. Get this.
I did call.
I couldn't believe
it
you
might
called
be ready now.
You did good, huh? You did real good.
That was funny. I look up and say, oh, God, that's Linda's number.
I thought somebody would call from Keystone Oaks. I thought Madame
was good.
You did a good job.
Oh, how about Rex? Oh, we talked to him already.
I know. Kevin goes, he goes, I talked to him last weekend.
No. Oh, Rex.
I know watching TV, that's how much they mean to you guys.
Yeah.
We already seen them. They're paying the asses to a part.
I guess it's not, though.
Not ready yet. Loading. Just loading. I'm a little disappointed in calling.
Yes.
Dude, empty. He probably said, what?
Okay, move this stuff so we can eat dinner, please. Yes.
Who are you going to call? I don't know. How long that's going to take.
Hello.
He's a host hall of fame. You know,
guy. No, never heard of him.